بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The sublime conduct of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as kuhl, that is collyrium or what we call surma, is concerned. It is sunnah to use collyrium and kuhl before sleeping. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would apply ithmit collyrium, surma, thrice to his eyes before sleeping. Note, collyrium is not a perfect translation of the word kuhl. It nevertheless gives us an idea of what kuhl is about, what we generally call surma. Another word for it is antimony. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to bed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would apply kuhl thrice to his eyes. A narration of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a small container of kuhl from which he would apply thrice to each eye before sleeping. A very important note is this: it is sunnat for men to apply kuhl at night only. Men ought not to use kuhl, surma, collyrium for adornment purposes. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has regarded it as makruh to use kuhl for any other reason other than medicinal reasons. Similarly, it should be applied thrice to each eye. This is the sunnah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever applies kuhl should apply it an odd number of times. This is better but not compulsory. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to apply kuhl an odd number of times. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam applied kuhl, he would apply thrice to his right eye and twice to the left eye. In this way, it would total an odd number. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam adopted both procedures, that is, applying an odd number of times considering each eye individually and taking the collective amount applied to both eyes into consideration. In the former case, a total number of 6 strokes are applied, 3 in each eye, and in the latter case, only 5 are applied. However, it is best to apply 6 strokes as this was the regular practice and it is established from more authentic ahadith. Just one note is that the collyrium, the surma we get in the marketplace, sometimes may be synthetic, so we should try and get the original. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.